Here's a hurricane tip for you regarding your refrigerator and freezer. Okay, you know the power is going to fail. If you have a chest-type freezer, put in bottles of water about 3/4 full in any of the extra space in the freezer and let it freeze them solid. Soda bottles refilled with water are really good for this. After the power fails, and only after the power fails, cover up your freezer with blankets or sleeping bags all around to help keep it insulated. This can keep everything in the freezer for days. 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 days, depending on how much ice you have in it and how well it's insulated. For your kitchen refrigerator or freezer, do the same thing with freezing bottles of water. And when the power fails, move the meat and the milk products into the freezer compartment. So when the power fails, eat everything that will melt first. That means eat all the ice cream. Now, eggs in their shell can sit on the table by themselves for a month and be just fine. But products with eggs in it, like mayonnaise and egg salad, are the first to spoil. So when they get warm, eat them or throw them out. Milk came out of a cow pretty warm, didn't it? It can stay good for even a day, even if it gets warm, but not really any longer. Start grilling and cooking any meat and make some for the neighbors. Give it away before you have to throw it away. If you don't open your refrigerator door too much and you have frozen bottles of water in there, stuff will keep for days, depending upon the temperature. Moving meats and milks into a small cooler with ice you made before the storm is always a good idea. These 5-day coolers really work great. So, eat it before you have to throw it out and freeze bottles of water to help keep it cool after the power fails. And remember, if you don't have it before the storm, you're not going to have it during or after.